Bez Hashem is book we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Dam Hilchos Ma'amar, living the laws of the land and the bar in the Sefer Mishpatim, the Book of Judgments. We will continue the halachas of ribbis, specifically regarding removing a lender from the security and regarding the laws of ribbis as it applies to rentals. As Rambam begins halacha alf regarding the payment of the lender regarding the utility of this security. Hamava is chavedev. Someone lends his friend money. And the borrower deposits a fee as security up until a designated time, meaning that the lender cannot claim payment for his debt before that set time. Or, even within that set time, until the borrower brings and pays back the debt. And then he'll get the lender rid from the field, and that goes back to the bar. Now the lender was eating all the produce prohibitedly, like we said in the previous parak, halacha zayin, but he was eating the pears. Even if he eats up the amount of how much the debt of the loan was, you cannot just remove him without paying him back any of the debt. Rather, it's according to how much the judges see fit, as we said in the previous parak. Now, the reason for that is because if you do remove him without giving him any money for the loan, it's as if you extracted those monies with judges, which is problematic because it's only a vak ribbis. Then, so let me not to say that for sure, if the lender ate more than the worth of the loan by utilizing the payers of the fields, that for sure, we don't extract that from him. And regarding security, we don't calculate from one document to another document, as we're going to shortly explain what that is. Now, but if let's say the property, the real estate that was security by the lender, was shall you assign him from the property of orphans, and he did eat up the amount of how much the debt of the loan was, then actually we do remove it nothing. As we said in the previous parak, that we're more lenient regarding our bak ribbis when it comes to that of orphans. Now, but more than the debt, we're not going to extract from the lender the excess of actually like to credit the borrowers. But regarding the orphans, we do calculate from one document to another document. So, what's this halacha where for the orphans we do and for others we don't to calculate from one document to another one? Let's say he had this field that was security for a loan of 100 dinar. Now he had another field that was security for him. And another document made dinar for another loan of 100 dinar. Now these two fields were from the same person, the same bar. Now he ate from the produce of one field only worth 50. But the produce of the other field, but may have a chamish of 150. So, in the case of orphans, they could tell him, how do you make the math, 50 plus 150 is 200. So, therefore, you don't have anything on us, as if the two documents were shtar echad, mashkan echad, as if it was one document with one security. Now, if everyone knows, you can't do that. It's 100 and 100. Each one is independent. One has 150. Okay, we're not going to take away the 50 from you, but the one that's 50, then it's only 50. Again, you only calculate according to each one, and then you don't calculate the other 50 as if it's covering from the extra 50 of the other one. Halacha Beis, regarding the possibility of prepaying and regarding the removal of the lender. So, makam shenogu l'salak ha-malva. In the place where the custom was that they removed the lender, whenever the borrower comes and brings back money and pays of the debt, so you take him, you kick him out of the field that he has as security. So it's like as if he specified. You don't have to specify because that's the meaning hamakom. That's the custom of the place. So if it's a place that the custom is that you don't remove the lender until the end of the time of when the security was set for, it's like as if they specified, and then you can't kick him out. Now, b'cholam mashkin stam, in a place where the minig is not to remove him, but they didn't say how long, and they just did security unspecific, in yochel asalka shnei mazachodesh, you cannot remove him up until a period of 12 months. Halacha gimel. Now, malkam shadarkam lasalka malva. Now, in a place where the custom was to remove the lender, called manshi yitzal libo, whenever the bar wants to. Now, but v'hisni meha malva, but the lender stipulated, even though that was the minig of malkam, he stipulated shlo yistalk. I'm lending you the money, but you don't remove me, atzav zman mashkin, until the end of the time that we made up for the security. Then have Rizan Yechlazak, and then they cannot remove him because that's what they made up. Now, the other way, Hoya Minig She'inam Alva Mistalik. Let's say custom was that the lender is not removed outside his mana until the end of his time. But the Kibbul Malva love, but the lender agreed, he accepted upon himself, She'salik Bukhalish Yabul Ma'isav, that he will be removed anytime that the borrower brings his monies. In this case, it is a tzarech liknas miyad al kach. You have to make an acquisition because that's the rights that the lender has. You have to actually make a real kinyan that to be able to remove him before the end of that zman. Halacha dal hamashkoina regarding the security. In the place where the custom was that they could remove the lender at any point in time when the bar brings his monies. So in that case, so the creditors of the lender cannot collect from that property the way they usually collect from the property of the debtor, let's say when he's dead and collecting from the Yarshan, because it's not really his. It's the borrower at any point in time could kick him out. So the firstborn son doesn't take a double portion from that. And the Shemitah actually cancels that loan because it's not like a regular mashkin, which it makes it that it's like it's his and that therefore it's like paid up and therefore the debt's not going to be canceled in the Shemitah here. No, it's like it's not really his because he could just be kicked out at any point in time. And when they do remove the lender, he doesn't even take from the produce that was fully ripened and even fell down to the ground. Even that he doesn't take because it's like it fell into the field of the borrower and the lender doesn't really, it's not really his field. Now, they make bilis and couldn't say salka, but if he does pick it up before they remove him, then he has acquired them. Now, if it's in a place where they cannot remove him, even if the borrower comes with money until the end of the time of that security period, then the creditor could collect from it. It is his. The first one gets a double portion in the bay. And the Shemitah therefore does not cancel that loan because this is considered like as if it's his. Halacha hey. Now, Ava Pesha Meshkoina Zu, although this security, which is without diminishing the debt by the payers that the lender is eating, that it's asurihi, it's forbidden, Bavak Ribis and Tadasta Ribis Kamishman, like we explained this in the previous parak, Halacha Zayin. So, what are we talking about this case about the Minig HaMalkum? But Efsha Shiyeh Minig Zebetais, maybe this was a custom that they had in error. Or it was with a Gentile, or maybe it was the custom of whoever was a sinner, and did such collateral, did such security in that country. But since it's only rabbinically forbidden, we go after the custom. But there are those who rule that actually, the case that we're discussing of this mashkin was actually when he's diminishing the amount, which is actually permitted. So that wouldn't be a prompt to understand what this case is even talking about. Halacha Vav continues with security in a loan to a Gentile. So Goy Shemishkin Chatzir Yisrael. Goy borrowed from Yisrael, and he gives his courtyard as security to a Jew. And then, it's still owned by him, it's just secured by a Jew. The Gentile goes and sells that courtyard to a different Jew. So the Jew, the lender, who has it secured by him, he's using that courtyard. He does not have to, Lahal Yisrael Yisrael, he does not have to go now start paying rent to the Jewish buyer now who bought it, may Ishakan himself when the Jew buys it. No. El Derba Chatzab Lesacha, he could dwell in the courtyard without paying any rent. Until the Gentile pays up the money that the Jewish lender has a lien on this courtyard for that. Because according to the secular law, it's in the property of the one who has it as security. Until the borrower pays him the money and then it can be removed. But up until then, it's his. If he does not have to pay rent to the other Jew who bought the courtyard. Halacha Zayin, regarding security for a future sale. So someone, again, is borrowing money and he's giving his house, his field, as security to his friend. Now, in the right way, the owner of the property was eating the payers, but it was just security in case of collections by the lender. Now, the lender tells him, look, when you're going to sell this field, you might want to sell it to pay back the loan, don't sell it to anyone but to me for this amount. And he told him a certain amount, which was less than the amount of its value. So that's forbidden because he's going to be selling it less to him because of the loan. That's like a ribbis. But if he tells him, don't sell it to anyone but me for its value, and it's with that intention I'm lending you the money, that's going to be permitted because that's the actual value. There's no interest on that. Halacha Ches continues with paying more for a rental. So mutl harbis b'schar hakarka, you're allowed to add on to the rent of a property. Meaning, Ketzad, what are we talking about? Hiskalo esachatzer. Let's say someone's rent, he's leasing out his courtyard. Vamlin, he tells him, look, imma akshabat noisily, if you give me the payment now, so I'll give you for an annual, for the whole year, it'll just cost you 10 slum. But from Titan's Chachayish, if you pay me month by month, so I'm going to charge you a seller for each month, which can be 12 slum for you, not 10. So Ariza Mutta, that is permitted. Why is this not a problem about ribbis? Because it's not owed right now. The halacha is schiris, rental, is ain mishtalem is only owed at the end. Comes out when he tells him, if you're going to pay me by month, there's going to be more. That's not an addition because of the waiting of the monies, because it's not your time for the payment. Rather, that's how much it costs. When he's telling him, if you do me now, then I'll give it to you for 10 slum, he's making it cheaper for him because he's prepaying and he's renting him to him for cheaper. Now, this is specifically by rental, contrast to sale. That's forbidden, actually, as we'll see later on in Perek Ches, in the next Perek. But this is no problem. There's no getting more because of the waiting of the delaying of a loan. Now, halacha teres, hamaske sod l'chaveidoi. Someone rents out his field to his friend, basada krem l'shana. 10 kor, which is a certain amount of produce he's going to give him as payment for the rental of the field for the year. Only he tells him, look, tell him asayim zuz. Give me 200 zuz. Shafarnas bemis so that I'll be able to go ahead and use to provide to make this field better. Instead of giving 10 kor a year, I'll give you 12 kor a year. So he's getting money. He's giving him money. He's getting more back for his money. That sounds like ribbis. No, Arizamotar is also permitted. Because if he's going to make the field better with these dinarim that he's getting from the owner, yischar yoiser, he's going to get more wages from it, and therefore it's not considered like a loan. It's considered like an investment, and that's not considered as a problem of interest. So if, let's say, he's renting him a store or a boat for 10 dinar a year. Vamali tells him, look, 10 limasayim zuz, give me 200 zuz, I can build up this store, and I'm going to decorate it, I'm going to design it. Oh yeah, I'll be able to fix up the boat, the klei tash mashen, and all the different, you know, utilities. And then I'll pay you more, 12 dinar for a year. Here's a muta, that's also going to be permitted. Because again, he's doing it for his property. It's not considered as getting back more. He's just getting more rent because that's higher value. Avla mamalai, but if he tells him 10 limasayim zuz, he says, give me 200 zuz k'dei l'asak b'am b'chanos. I could just have merchandise for the store. Nothing to do with making his store better. Oh yeah, tzimis chayr shal zvino, I'll have merchandise to use when I'm going to rent this boat. I'll hire sailors, and I'll pay you with more wages. Oh, Harry's awesome. That's going to be problematic, because since he's not investing the money in the store or the boat itself, so that additional rent that he's paying him more rent is because of that loan of the money that he's giving him. And therefore, that's prohibited. Halacha Yud continues regarding paying more for a hired laborer. So, asla habis b'schar adam. You also, it's forbidden to increase the wages that you're giving for a person. Ketzer, how so? What would be this forbidden case that would be a problem about ribbis? Is lo yomele, shouldn't tell him, look, asay imi hayem malocha zu. You know, do for me this work, sheyishov kesef, which is worth one kesef. Lani esem chob b'shvo acher malocha, and I'm going to do work with you the following week. Work sheyishov tashtem, which is worth two. Because that comes out, and this is actually, as we see, a derivative actually of the nekta halacha, which is the same idea. It's permitted for a person to tell his friend, look, you know, weed, you know, take care of my weeds today, and I'll, you know, get rid of your weeds tomorrow. Hoe for me today, I'm going to hoe for you tomorrow. That's okay. But you shouldn't tell him, and this is similar to what we were saying before, for work that's worth one and versus work that's worth two. You shouldn't tell him that you go ahead and weed for me, and I'm going to hoe for you, or adoyami hoe that you hoe with me, and I'm going to weed for you, because sometimes one work is harder than the other. And this is the idea, what's called hamtanas, the waiting of the payment, in this case, of his work for him, is he's accepting to do harder work. So that's the same thing, I'll work for you, like in the previous halacha, two, you'll do for me one. It's the waiting of that, which is that I owe you that, and that's a loan, and I'm paying you back more. So here, whether it be more money or harder work, which here might be, one of them might be harder, so therefore one shouldn't say that. If it's the same type of work, then we're not concerned for it. Now, kol yimei gadad, the entire summer season is achas, it's all considered one. So if you're doing the same type of work, the whole season is the same thing. V'chol yimei revi, also the winter months, they're all echas, all considered one. But, v'lo yimele, you shouldn't tell him, even though it's the same work, which we said before is okay, but not if it's different seasons. You shouldn't say, charesh yimei bagadad. Okay, you know, you plow with me, for in the dry season, But I'm going to plow with you in the rainy season. No. The effort of plowing in the rainy, in the winter season is harder. And therefore, this that you owe him for the work that he did, it's a loan, because you're waiting to pay, then you have the money in the meantime, and you're paying him back something that's more difficult, that's interest on what you owe him. Anything something like that would be also prohibited. Halachid base. Someone hires a worker in the early winter days. But he's hiring him then, to work with him in late winter, in the really cold times. And he's hiring for a dinner every single day. And when he hires him, before he even started working, he gave him his pay. Now, the truth is, the wages of the chayrif, which is the early winter, is a sell of is a sell of every day. Now he's hiring him for the late winter, which is a dinner every single day. So he's also, it's forbidden. Why? It looks like that he's lending him today. He's paying him way early. He's only going to work later. So he's like lending him today that he should charge him cheaper, which really it should be more, that as it is harder work then. But he's giving him today for the price of today. So it looks like that, okay, I'm going to lend you the money. You didn't really start working yet. Your work is lent. But I'm lending it to you so that you're going to charge me the price of today, which essentially means, say, the cheaper price that later season really is more expensive, but you can be charging me less. Aha. Uh-huh. So that's because interest I'm getting out of the loan that I'm giving you. Now, that's forbidden. But he tells him different wording. He says, "Asei imi mehayoyim. Do for me from today, Vadzman Plaini, up until that time, meaning all the way even to the late winter. But dinner b'chayim, for only a dinner every single day. So afbish shabbos chari sell b'chayim, although really his work is worth a sell every single day, as he's going to be going in that late season, it's more difficult, whatever it is, he's not that's permitted. Why? Since he's trying to do the work right now, even if right now it's worth a seller, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't look like as if he's taking wages for his monies that he gave him earlier and he's giving him back for his wages cheaper price because he's lending him the money. It's not a loan. It's not like he's working then, he's getting the money now. You're officially starting right now. Whatever amount of work he works with him doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, he's working and he's just charging him a cheaper price, which that you're allowed to, and that doesn't have the halacha of like a loan that he's giving him for a later work at a cheaper price because he's giving him the money right now.